Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Gaurav to stay with the evening news. The headline. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasizes government's commitment to fiscal discipline. Nagaland police appeal family members of Naga youths lured and stranded in Southeast Asian countries to reach police for assistance. Southern Angami Youth Organization gives 15 days to NHIDCL to restore and initiate upgradation of National Highway 2 from Kohima to Mau Road. And President Draupadi Murmu highlights role of spirituality in addressing global issues at Rajasthan Summit. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has emphasized the government's commitment to fiscal discipline. Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi, which is being held till the 6th of this month. The finance minister said fiscal deficit is estimated to decline further from 5.6% in financial year 2024 to 4.9% in 2025.
Our government continues to uphold its commitment to reducing the fiscal deficit, aided by buoyant revenue generation, restrained revenue expenditure growth, and healthy economic activity. The fiscal deficit is estimated to decline further from 5.6% of GDP in FY24, I'm basing on provisional actuals, to 4.9% in FY25.
Ms. Sitharaman noted that by 2047, the Viksit Bharat will usher prosperity not just to Indians but to the rest of the world by becoming central to a vibrant exchange of ideas, technology and culture. Both Indian and international scholars and policy makers are discussing some of the most important issues confronting Indian economy and economies of the Global South. Reacting to news published in local media of several educated youths being lured into Southeast Asian countries on promise of high-paying jobs, Nagaland police have asked parents or relatives of these youths to reach police for assistance. The Bureau of Immigration, Ministry of Home, Government of India has said that around 30,000 Indians have travelled to Cambodia, Myanmar and Vietnam between January 2022 to May 2024 on visitor visa have not returned. Among them, 33 are said to be from Nagaland, probably trapped in cyber slavery. The police have asked to contact police control room through phone 0879-483-33041 or email spcrkohima@gmail.com, Facebook at Nagaland Police and Twitter at DGP Nagaland. Southern Angami Youth Organization SAYO has asked the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited NHIDCL to restore National Highway 2 from Kohima to Mau Road within 15 days and initiate upgradation work. In a representation written to Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilang today, SAYO President Metikrelia Majura expressed concerns over deplorable road condition and negligence of the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and NHIDCL despite repeated appeals.
National Highway 2 or Asian Highway 1 condition is alarming, with deteriorated road surfaces rendering it impossible for all vehicles, aging bridges and culverts on the verge of collapse, and inadequate infrastructure posing significant risks to commuters' safety. Despite its strategic importance, connecting Southern Angami's neighboring districts of Nagaland and Manipur, this critical artery remains neglected. SAYO had repeatedly appealed for the restoration of the highway. However, no concern had been shown by Ministry of Roads, Transports and Highways and NHIDCL. In addition, a fact-finding technical team was formed on June 15 this year by the state government. However, the team could not submit the reports or findings to the concerned authority till today. We urge the authority to take immediate action to restore NH2 within 15 days and initiate upgradation work to a full-fledged two-lane road, replacing, renovating aging bridges and culvert. Failure to act within the stipulated period, we, the SAYO, will take severe measures holding the MORT, the NHIDCL, Fortune Group, contractor and subcontractors for the losses incurred to our people.
The union further said it will impose ban of more than three axle wheelers from plying on NH2 until necessary upgradations are completed. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the global summit on the theme Spirituality for Clean and Healthy Society at Maun Abu in Rajasthan. The president expressed happiness over the government's encouragement to natural farming by using natural fertilizers instead of chemical fertilizers.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्न तो हुई है कि सरकार द्वारा रासायनिक खाद की जगह जीवामृत और प्राकृतिक खाद और बीजामृत जैसे बीज पोषक तत्वों की सहायता से प्राकृतिक खेती को प्रोत्साहित किया जा रहा है। प्राकृतिक खेती से स्वच्छ अन्न तथा स्वच्छ अन्न से स्वस्थ मन की कड़ी बनती है और चारों तरफ जैविक खेती करने के लिए वो प्रोत्साहित करते हैं और खुद भी करते हैं। ये शरीर के लिए मन के लिए बहुत ही उपयोगी है।
President Murmu said people must also confront the realities of global warming and environmental pollution and urge them to take decisive action. Calling for collective efforts, she called upon everyone to join the central government's tree plantation campaign, Ek Per Maa Ke Naam. Nagaland Governor Laa Ganesan has extended Yemshi greetings to the Puchuri community. Mr. Ganesan said the festival is not only a time to rejoice in the fruits of our labour, but also to strengthen the bonds of unity and friendship. Chief Minister Nipuriu also extended Yemshi greetings and prayed that the celebration of welcoming a new harvest bring hope, unity and blessings to every household. Governor Laa Ganesan also conveyed greetings to Khyamnyungan community as they celebrate Tsokkum festival today. The governor said, as we come together to honor our rich heritage and give thanks for a bountiful harvest, let this festive season bring peace, happiness and strength to our community. Extending Tsokkum greetings to the Khyamnyungan community for a bountiful harvest and prosperity, Chief Minister Rio said, it is a time of unity, sharing food and joy with family, friends and strangers and reminds us of the love we find in the community. Former MLA Dio Noku has asserted that people have a collective responsibility in preserving languages, be it oral or literature form. Speaking at the release of the Anglo-Paula Dictionary in Chagasan today, Mr. Noku, who is also convener of Chagasan-Paula Literature Committee, said language plays a vital role in preserving the cultural heritage. He acknowledged the role of Art and Culture Department as custodian of Naga culture, tradition, art and historical account. Assistant Professor Nagaland University Dr. Imlian Laimchen said the dictionary is a cumulative work of scholars, language experts and the department. A capacity building workshop on Gati Shakti portal of Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region Nagaland was held at the Conference Hall Department of Industries and Commerce today. Senior Director for Ministry of Donor, Vivek Gupta, said Gati Shakti portal would serve as a transparent system in increasing efficiency between state and ministry. Highlighting about the portal, he said it was launched to monitor and improve coordination between various ministries and departments. Mr. Gupta said the portal has various tools through which planning can be done and it can also check if there is any duplicity of proposed project. Once projects are submitted onto the portal, the proposers can track their status online. Mr. Gupta added that the portal has no dependency on any person and all the project-related information are available online in the portal. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Finance Minister Sitharaman emphasizes government's commitment to fiscal discipline. Nagaland police appeal family members of Naga youth lured and stranded in Southeast Asian countries to reach police for assistance. Southern Angami Youth Organization gives 15 days to NHIDCL to restore and initiate upgradation of National Highway 2 from Kohima to Mau Road. And President Draupadi Murmu highlights role of spirituality in addressing global issues at Rajasthan Summit. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.